This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the end of the week and into the weekend. Time for us to take a moment or two or three or four or an hour or two, depending on how much time you have, to listen to our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through the list, the top stories, the top people of the week. And so why don't we get started with both of those, the angle from the story position and the people position, Michael.
Yeah, we had a heck of a week to look back at. Number 10, as is typical, we have a lot of talk about the National Football League. Baseball is finished, and football is front and center, and there's a lot of basketball. But football is at the midway point, and people are talking. And number 9, we have the hospitalization of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At number 8, the Iran sanctions. At number 7, the migrant caravan. At number 6, the Antifa media personality threats. At number 5, Trump and his DACA ruling. At number 4, the deadly California bar shooting. At number 3, the Acosta credentials revoked. At number 2, Sessions resigns and the Mueller probe status is examined. And number 1, the midterm election results. That actually happened this week. The People Survey, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Sean Hannity at 8, number 7, the shooter, Ian David Long. The reporter, Jim Acosta, is at 6, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams, are at 5, Nancy Pelosi at 4, Robert Mueller at 3, number 2 is Jeff Sessions and Matthew Whitaker, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of this past week's activities on Talk Radio, News Talk.
All right, we're going to get to some of the people important on the list right after this.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea for a moment, a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea last year. I feel great. It adds so much to my daily routine because it cleans me out. I refer to it as the power wash. You want to power wash your insides. If you eat a lot of things that you know in your heart of hearts, or maybe more importantly in your stomach, that you shouldn't be eating, and then you need to get into the Life Change Tea mode. It's a proprietary herbal formula, a daily cleansing. All these teas are grown in America. They're all organic. They're all natural. They're all fresh. And the tea blend is put together in the USA as well. So all of this is aimed at one thing, and that's cleaning out the bad stuff that's in processed food, all the pesticides that the companies are putting into the food, GMOs, herbicides, all that stuff. This tea will help you go and be regular. GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you free. Get more energy, get a clean bill of health, really, bottom line. That's what it is. Clean bill of health. Life Change Tea, one of the many teas that you will enjoy when you go to GetTheTea.com. You cannot buy these in the store, only online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost. That's DJV. Code GetTheTea.com to order Life Change Tea. All right, so, Michael, on the list of people, we find ourselves once again focused at Sean Hannity. He and Rush Limbaugh appeared at a rally just for the election. There's the day before the election, last Monday, right, in Cape Girardeau, which is the hometown of Limbaugh. He was there to get the crowd going. Hannity said he was going just to be a reporter, but then he ended up participating in all of this stuff. There are people who criticize him because he seems to be too close to the action. Is that just jealousy?
I don't know if it's jealousy. It is to a certain degree jealousy. It's also some people attacking him based on certain journalistic traditions. But we're way beyond that point. I mean, people know that just because somebody has a show on something that's called news doesn't mean that they are a journalist. And Hannity, first of all, was called up to the podium by the president. Whether he knew that was going to happen or not, who knows?
Yeah.
But I just think that it's a lot of the other media attacking Fox and attacking Sean based on journalistic principles, when in fact Sean Hannity is clearly not a journalist. He is an editorialist, a commentator, a pundit, an opinionator who works within the context of a journalism organization, which is a tradition that goes all the way back to the beginning of time, things called op-ed pages, and then, of course, the news pages. So I think maybe Fox News and CNN and these cable news outlets that play in the talk radio game with a screen should be clearer. The difference between the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like an anchorman and the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like a talk show host. I think that there's a little bit of fuzz left in that, but not as much as a lot of these people with righteous indignation would believe.
And I think that's the whole thing. This is such a phony baloney discussion when it comes to the people on one side or the other who make claims or try to accuse people. Who the hell are they? Frankly, that's my question of them. I never have claimed, and when people say to me, you know, you're a journalist, I'm not a journalist. I never was. I was a newsman once. I read copy that I wrote and other people wrote. That didn't mean I was a journalist. And the definition of the word journalist is so overinflated. These people who think it's kind of like being a doctor. Oh, I'm a journalist. Really? What does that mean? And so accusing Hannity out of jealousy or whatever it may be, because he does have access and he does has created a personality persona, he is, as you suggested, an opinionist, but he's a personality. Personality goes with what he does, what I do, what you do. Personality does not go with what the people who, Wolf Blitzer, for example, or the people that are on NBC News, ABC News, Stephanopoulos. I mean, all this, but it's become blurred, as you said.
Oh, it's very blurred. Even these people are personalities to a certain degree. The whole news
now
media.
They are.
The whole news media is part of show business.
Yeah.
We've lost sight of the
news.
Separation between news and entertainment.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a lot of the news departments and big media companies are under the umbrella of the entertainment department.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even give NBC NBC or ABC or CBS a pass on this. I think that we're long past the Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley stage of television news presentation. On the other hand, I do think that a certain amount of transparency and downright honesty is in order. I do believe that when people are giving opinion, they should say so, and try to separate it from.
Should we be doing that on this program? This is my opinion.
Yes, sir. I always say that.
Talk radio.
Yeah, I always say it's my.
Whenever
opinion.
You do a talk radio gig, do you go on the air and say, "I'm Michael Harrison, and this is my opinion"?
Always. Yeah. I always say it's my opinion, and I even indicate it's my humble opinion, even though. There's nothing humble
not
about
giving
an opinion on the radio. I mean, but the fact is, but one of my things is, hey, I may be wrong. I always advise listeners.
Well, who judges whether you're right or wrong? By the way,
well,
where is it that you're
now you're getting a little crazy? I mean, who judges if you're right or wrong? The reality judges if you're right or wrong. If I go on here and I say, you know, it's definitely going to rain at 4 o'clock today, and it doesn't rain, well, the fact that it doesn't rain judges that I'm wrong. I mean, let's not become so oblivious to facts that we don't believe anything that we see or hear or feel or have learned over the years.
I believe everything that I say is true.
Well, you may believe you mean it.
I do.
Now, I mean, there's a difference, Doug. There's a difference between lying and just being wrong.
Purposely, yes. There is. That's for sure. That's a great point, too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why some people pass lie detectors when they actually are telling untruths, because they think it's true. You know, they believe it themselves. And a lot of people, pathological liars are really difficult because they seem to be telling the truth, but they've lied to themselves. They
so
lie
much.
To themselves and they tell you what they believe is true, and they're wrong.
So one of our friends coined the term truth decay. Which I have used.
I like that. Truth decay.
A lot. It came from Holland Cook.
That's a good
truth
one.
Decay. And it is, I think we've seen or are seeing the decay of or decline of the truth because of all of this. So let me just tag on to this. What happened with Tucker Carlson, this group that has threatened him, they've basically made him a prisoner in his own house with his family. I mean, at what point does this stuff, is it legal? Or can they even go to his house and stand on his front lawn? I'd be having the police down there getting them for trespassing. But this, again, this whole business about how far does it go? This is just another example of what we were talking about a few minutes ago, isn't it?
Well, I mean, these are criminal activities.
Yeah.
Free speech is one thing, but if you threaten people, or you trespass, or you damage property, or you injure, well, that's not free speech. That's criminal activity. If you protest on the sidewalk with a sign in front of the mayor's house, that may not necessarily be criminal activity. But if you step on his lawn and you throw a rock, then you can go to jail. I think that groups like Antifa and certain right-wing factions really give a bad name to the legitimacy of liberals and conservatives.
Yeah, it happens on both sides.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
And the news focuses on it, and the politicians and the pundits who seek victory as opposed to truth play upon that as an example of the entire group. All leftists are Antifa. All right-wing people are neo-Nazis. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. It's gotten to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so I have what might be, and this is only a might, the idea that I'm going to present to you in a few moments may be the anecdote and antidote, both, to the problems we're discussing with who to believe and what to believe. The latest, this sort of reminds me, what was it, Ron Burgundy? Wasn't that Will Ferrell doing a TV anchor? And Ron Burgundy in a movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
So I don't know the name because I never saw it. But
Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Stand by.
Yeah. Anchorman, 21 after the hour.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here overviewing with all of you the charts for the week of November 5th to the 9th, first full week of November 2018. A lot of things going on because of the midterm elections. We're talking about the antidote, anecdotally.
How about the dozy dotes?
Two, yes, dairy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs eat ivy.
Whatever the hell
ivy do. Okay, so you stop distracting me with that stuff.
So sorry.
This is something that debuted at the World Internet Conference last week. This was held in China, the World Internet Conference. The country was the first to see. This was developed by a company in Israel. An artificial intelligence anchor, English-speaking news anchor at the World Internet Conference. An artificial intelligence anchor. Yep, you may have seen this before. A computer-generated video. The audio is synthetic. But this is version one. If you look at the brochures, it reads that it was created by a cognitive agent, and you're not supposed to be able to tell that it's artificially intelligent generated person. Sooner or later, it does look like a holograph now, but they're going to create an anchor that will actually deliver the news and have no opinions. It'll be a machine that delivers
opinions of the people who program it.
No, that's a good question. How do you do that?
Oh, come on. No opinions. Huh? Like it has consciousness, like it has decision-making capability based on being sentient. That's a lot of crap. No, it's a simulated.
It'll succumb to the same things that humans do. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be programmed. Mm-hmm. You can have a robot talking. You could even have
Some of the stuff you hear on the radio today sounds like it's robotic.
You and I could be doing a show right now and not even be us. They could simulate your sound and my sound, and somebody could be playing both of our parts on a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it would sound like we're talking. You can make movies starring Clark Gable in a new movie. They could do that. Mm-hmm. And they will. The day will come when you will not be able to see the line between a real actor and a computer-generated facsimile.
Well, they'll buy up all of the... They've done that with John Wayne, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe. They pay the estate to use their image.
Right, but they'll be able to make new Judy Garland records based upon inputting into the computer every sound she ever made.
Yeah.
There'll be new Beatles records. There'll be it could be done, but it doesn't make its own decision. It's not going to sit down and write Yesterday. It'll play it. The big thing in artificial intelligence, the big question is, does eventually an electronic system, a computer system, if it gets complicated enough, does it spawn consciousness? Does it actually become alive?
Yeah, that's really a big question.
And my feeling is, my humble opinion is never. There's two types of consciousness. Forget this word artificial. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. Intelligence is intelligence. There's conscious intelligence and unconscious intelligence. That's really the way it is. That's even better than truth decay.
this is
an important topic, Doug.
This presenter works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, same person, the same image. And it apparently learns from live videos of news from other sources. I find that very interesting.
Other biased sources.
Yeah, other biased sources. But then the news anchor, the networks will love it because they have to pay an anchor. They can have the same face and body there
and
voice.
And they can make it pretty and beautiful and handsome.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Fabulous.
Perfectly researched.
28 past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of people in the area are evacuating, Northern California fire officials say the campfire has literally destroyed the town of Paradise. CAL FIRE Captain Joe Chavez says,
I don't know if the whole town is burned down. I don't know how many structures have burned. The numbers are definitely in the hundreds, if not the thousands.
He spoke on NBC's Today show in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire threatening 30,000 homes at the Los Angeles-Ventura County line. The gunman who killed 12 people in a Ventura County bar in Thousand Oaks, California on Wednesday night may have been on social media during the shooting. TMZ says former Marine Ian Long had a gun in one hand and his phone phone in the other and was posting to Instagram. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of the genius behind Talkers Magazine for decades, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every weekend. We go through the things according to the research at Talkers. Talkers.com has all of these stories listed, the people listed. And by the way, you can visit Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at Talkers.com as well. The thing that has escaped our conversation, I think, to this point anyway, Michael, the Jim Acosta story, number 6 on the people list, number 3 on the stories list. This seemed like a real fiasco. This guy's been, quote-unquote, asking for it, though, hasn't he? Do you think, I mean, is this retribution? This guy's been making a lot of noise for a long time.
Well, I'm split on this. I obviously will take the side of the reporter. I'll take the side of the press. I'll take the side of free speech.
Okay.
But that being said, I think that Acosta has been quite caustic with the president. And and I blame the president for not rolling with it. Ronald Reagan.
How do you mean?
I just think that Trump should just be smoother and friendlier.
He doesn't have a sense of humor, and he doesn't really
just roll with it. Look, do you remember Sam Donaldson
screaming
at President Reagan?
Oh, not only him, but look at the way some of these the guys at CBS, Dan Rather, for example, used to go after the presidents, everybody. They'd grill them, ham them, skewer them.
Yes, and the problem with Trump is he doesn't understand that this comes with the presidency.
He's kind of thin-skinned.
Oh, man. And that's like one of his... That's his thin skin is his Achilles heel, if you don't mind me mixing body parts.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's got to understand that. If I were advising him, if I were sitting there whispering in his ear, I'd turn this whole thing around in a day.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I think he should sweet talk the press. He should be nice to the press. He should be polite. He should answer the questions. Say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Let me explain. He's not capable of really getting down and communicating.
Well, he doesn't have any gravitas.
It doesn't seem presidential, and I know that term is overused, but there's a reason why you have to be presidential, because of the power of your words.
What makes him popular? Is it the manner that we're talking about and the in-your-face sort of stuff, or is it the policies and the procedures
that are
being put forth?
A little bit of both. There are people that like his personality. There are people who like sticking the thumb in the eye of the establishment. What they don't understand is he's the establishment now.
Yeah.
You see, there are actually people out there who feel sorry for presidents when they're attacked. Don't ever feel sorry for a president. The president has awesome power of life and death over each and every one of us. They must be have their feet held to the fire. And this is not a partisan statement. I felt the same way about Obama. I used to have battles against Clinton all the time. You remember those days?
Yeah, I do.
When he was accusing radio of being hateful and all that. So this is the problem. We're living in an era now where if you just talk simple, fundamental, constitutional press and freedom principles, people accuse you of being biased. Everything is through a lens of polarity and bias and politics. It's not true. So I think that Jim Acosta was looking for it, and I think that Donald Trump fell into the trap, and I think both didn't handle themselves very well.
Well, Acosta is just looking to make a name for himself. I can remember, okay, here's what's floating in my memory. You ready?
Yeah.
I can remember Bill Clinton on an airplane being interviewed by a talk show host in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh's name came up. And he said something to the effect of, if you are really good at something or other, you do this. But if you're really good at being negative, then you get a job on talk radio. Something along that line. I don't remember the exact words. But he was making clear reference to Rush Limbaugh, who did manage to get under... Clinton talked about him all the time. He's the greatest promoter of Limbaugh of anybody in the country. And that was the time when Limbaugh was really making a name for himself.
Yeah,
and Clinton helped.
Oh, yeah.
Badmouthing. If you really want to badmouth people, then you get a job as a talk radio host. That was the line.
So, you know, presidents being portrayed as victims just doesn't sit well with me. And Trump presents himself to his base as a victim of the media establishment and the political establishment. And that's probably what the strength of his popularity in terms of his persona is.
But who has the courage to say that to him? I'm reminded of the dinner that you had with the president Sunday evening last year.
I kidded around with him.
I messed
with him just like I appealed to his outer borough sensibility. He's a guy from Queens. I'm a guy from Brooklyn.
Right.
And there's in New York City, there's what's called an outer borough sensibility. The outer boroughs are the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. I don't think you can call Staten Island an outer borough. That's a whole world unto itself. And the inner borough is Manhattan. People from Manhattan are different than people from the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. So I basically, I did shtick with him. And he laughed. He loved it. He understood. Yeah. That was, and it was a relief for him not to have to deal with somebody going, "Oh, sir, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. President," which I don't do.
No, nor, I would neither.
Nor confront him about politics. It was a social dinner. So, you know. Yeah, I was standing on line next to him at his buffet. The guy was getting his own food.
Yeah. I remember going to the bathroom with Bill Clinton at one event, going to the urinal, and somehow. And do you remember there were three guys? Do you remember? hold on a minute. It was at the White House at an event, and the tall guy who was he helped you. Oh, I can see him. Mike Sponder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember Mike Sponder?
Mike Sponder is, he's one of my lifelong friends. He's the husband of Ann Lewis, who is the right-hand woman for years to Hillary Clinton.
Right. Okay. So we're at an event, and you must have been at this event, too. I go into the bathroom. Bill Clinton comes in, no Secret Service, and Sponder's in there.
Oh, God.
And so... and it was hilarious, actually. And we just, you know, it was a silly conversation. But the reason I brought it up is because I'm remembering what you just said about, you know, Mr. President, it's nice to see you. The woman that I went to the event with had been with me at a previous event at the White House. And so she goes up to the president and says, "Oh, Mr. President, so nice to see you again." Like he's going to remember having seen her before. And then after dinner we went in, Sponder and the president were doing, blaming the Republicans for all their problems. That was pretty much
Tara on the air.
We lost Michael. All right, let's pause for a moment, and we'll fix that technical problem. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 43 past the hour. Here's the way for you to take care of you. You need to focus on you. Do you? Are you eating well? Are you putting the right things into your body? If you're getting older, don't you want to have anti-aging sort of superfoods? And the superfoods that we have, the superfoods that are in Texas Superfood Complete Organic, are what you ought to be focused on. Texas Superfood contains the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, the peak of their perfection. May I suggest that you go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic. That's at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the events of the week, all the things that are highlighted. One of the great things about Talkers Magazine, if you go to talkers.com, is you pretty much can figure out what's going on all across the board. Regular news talk radio, sports talk radio. I don't know if the average person, though, follows, and I'll make quick reference to this, Craig Carton, who was a big morning drive personality at WFAN in New York, been on there for a number of years with Boomer Esiason, got convicted of some kind of investment fraud, and that made all the trades and also the New York newspapers. So
what do you mean by you don't know if the average person follows it? That's gigantic news.
Well, I wondered about it. There have been other hosts who have been accused, mostly financial hosts, been accused and convicted of ripping people off.
Major league story, a big time. First of all, it's a big radio station. He was on one of the biggest morning shows in New York radio and a high-profile station, high-profile show. And he got involved in a Ponzi scheme and a fraud, multi-million-dollar fraud scheme. And it came out that he had gambling debts and he was paying money to loan sharks. And, my God, it had all kinds of elements of sensationalism and, celebrity gossip and the fall of a major personality and a bad boy personality. In other words, it wasn't like he was a...
He really is a bad boy.
He's a bad boy who turned out to really be a bad boy.
Yeah.
And, I had him on my podcast a couple of months ago, if you remember.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they found him guilty on all counts. He could face up to 45 years in prison. The guy's a husband or a father. It's a terrible story. Young man in his, I think, his 40s.
Yeah.
Terrible tragedy. And it shows you, one, what gambling can do to you.
Mm-hmm. It's an addiction like alcohol, tobacco.
Worse.
Sex.
Terrible.
Yep.
Terrible addiction.
All right, so now let's talk about something good. The MH interview, Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com, has a record producer. This goes back to our roots, so take us into the conversation
Robbie Stevens.
People will go find it.
Robbie Stevens, who has been a friend of mine for a number of years, he dabbles in news talk radio. Matter of fact, he's a personality on Talkers Radio. He's sort of breaking into the news talk field, but he's a legend in the music arena.
Yep.
He has been the engineer and the mixer and the technical wizard who's worked very closely with Yoko Ono for the past 10, 15 years in remixing and updating all of the John Lennon posthumous records. And he also is the producer of, believe it or not, Yoko Ono has had 13 number one dance songs on the Billboard chart in a row. This guy has produced them. A lot of people don't realize that the dance band called Ono is Yoko Ono. And in her 80s, she's like the disco queen. So they have this new box set, a re-look at John Lennon's Imagine album, and he mixed it. It's brilliant. And we talk about John Lennon and Yoko Ono on this podcast in a way I don't think you've ever heard anybody talk about them. And it's very, very good. At mhinterview.com, if you're a Beatles fan, you got to hear this one. I'm very proud of it.
All right. mhinterview.com. These are the sorts of things that people find. Again, podcasting has become a very specialized thing, and there, frankly, are not a lot of unique podcasts out there, but this is a way to get into the head. Just interesting, if you're reading a good book, put it down, listen to a good interview with the folks that Michael interviews. So Robbie Stevens this week on the MH Interview, mhinterview.com. You can also hear it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? ancientlifeoil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Good to have our friend, Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft, and also our legal beagle when it comes to getting a bit of behind-the-scenes input, if you will, into some of the stories. For example, the fact that Jeff Sessions resigned, the temporary appointment of a new attorney general, the probe status of Mueller. So, from the legal point of view, can the president appoint a temporary AG? Why not? I guess would be the question. Or what's the story behind the story there?
Well, it's similar to the appointment of a permanent attorney general. It has to be done with the advice and consent of the Senate. And so there are many people saying that even the appointment of a temporary attorney general is still the appointment of an attorney general and requires the same Senate confirmation or approval. So, and there is something to be said for that. You know, he's not just the acting. He was, you know, appointed to be a temporary attorney general, and I think that is a legitimate constitutional argument. And of course, with the new appointee, the fact that he has already weighed in on the Mueller investigation negatively is certainly going to be a factor in the Democratic opposition. Although, you know, quite frankly, he's not an unintelligent man, and I don't think he's going to do anything as temporary AG against the investigation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move to the media personality threats, like them or not, this has got to be illegal. Going to somebody's house, keeping them as prisoners in the house. How are these people at Antifa, or however you pronounce it, getting away with this?
Well, you know, it is. I agree with you. I think this is, there is a place for legitimate protest, and
yep.
They can even protest on public lands off of the property of the particular personalities. But at some point, it becomes an illegal harassment. It does become a disturbing of the peace. It can also be done to intimidate, not to equate these things at all, but their cross-burning is a protected free speech. But if you burn a cross, across the street from a African American, that has been deemed to be intimidation, and that is illegal. So I do think that there's a matter of degree here with protests against various media personalities. That some of it, allowed. Some of it gets into the harassment and intimidation that the laws do rightfully protect us from.
All right. The caravan continues. Lots of discussion about immigration, the DACA ruling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I find most amusing is the walkers are now tired and they want a bus to bring them the rest of the way to the border. So what happens when they get there? What legal things can be used to keep them from coming in here? Some of them have probably some legitimacy to their claim for asylum. So what do we do with the rest of them?
Well, the idea is, you know, the law does allow them to apply for asylum. And, you know, first of all, we've got to keep these numbers in perspective. The way, you know, the president and some have looked at this is as if, you know, we're being invaded by hordes. You know, it's only about 3,000 people here. So we do have a process for evaluating legitimate people seeking asylum, and a lot of these people are in serious danger, and they should be they should go through the legal process. The process can deal with it.
Well, that's it. How much of the process do we actually know? In the Iran sanction department, what's the legal international law on this stuff? They said they're going to ignore our sanctions, and I'm wondering how much good luck they're going to have with that. We only have a few seconds. What do you think?
We've got the authority to make strong sanctions against Iran, and I hope they follow through with them.
All right. This week's Talk Radio Top 10, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Weissman, law professor and also law practitioner, been around for a long time, has good spins on these stories. Appreciate your being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.